I trust that you do not get tired of me telling you each week that when I'm here that I love being with you.
我相信你们大概没有听烦吧。我每次来都跟你说，我很爱到你们中间来。
On the other Sundays that I'm not present here, I'm preaching at a church down in North Sacramento.
那我在不在你们中间，我是在北沙加缅度一个教堂里面去跟他们讲道。
I want you to know that they're praying for you constantly.
他们也为你们经常的为你们祷告。
And they asked me to send their greetings to you and to say, as brothers and sisters in Christ at another congregation, they want to say hello and God bless you.
所以他们教会那边在北 Sacramento 的教会，他们也在问你们各位弟兄姐妹安。
Because you put a smile on my face, I talk about you quite often at that church as well.
因为什么呢？因为你把我的脸上放了很多的笑容，自从我到你们中间来。
Every Sunday is a special Sunday, isn't it?
是不是每一个礼拜都是一个特别的礼拜天？
Today in our country, we celebrate Memorial Day or Memorial Weekend when we remember the brave men and women who have served our country.
我们今天是广东人叫做王兵节。美国的王兵节，那是我们来纪念我们为国家，美国这个国家他们这些战士的牺牲。
Another reason that it's a very special Sunday for me is that today, my son is preaching for me at the other church.
今天特别一个事情就是说，我的儿子在我那个北 Sacramento 那个教会里面。代替我在那里讲道。
It's great when you see your kids grow up in their faith and are able to share God's word.
实在是很高兴你看到你的孩子长大了，而且他也可以在教会里侍奉。
Again, thank you for this time of worship this morning. I was blessed by the singing and the spirit of sensing God's presence here.
我感谢神，你们教会里面的弟兄姐妹，而且感谢你们的。在这里使我感觉到神的同在。
I have a couple questions that I'd like to ask you.
我在这里有几个问题要问你们。
The first question you can grade yourself, and it's simply this: Are you happy?
这个第一个问题就是你自己可以为你自己打分数，你快乐吗
？The second question is: How happy does God want you to be?
第二个问题是说神。希望你要变得多快乐。
You might think that those questions are odd, but I think they're very important for us as Christians.
你会觉得这些问题很奇怪，但是这是很重要，对我们基督徒来讲。
The Bible tells us that God wants us to be happy and to grow in His knowledge and grace.
圣经告诉我们说，神要我们快乐，而且在他的知识上，在他们这个所有的道理上都能够长进。
So many people often live in the world of saying, "Well, I'll be happy sometime."
太多人在这个世界上说，哦，我总有一天我会快乐的。
Or they might say, "I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances."
或者他说，哦，我是尽我力量的去快乐。
God wants us to rise above the circumstances.
神要我们要超过你的环境。
And he wants us to grow.
他要我们长进。
As a matter of fact, the passage of scripture that you looked at today, the 14th verse is the main part of the sermon this morning.
其实我们今天念的这个圣经，这个以弗所书第四章十四节是我们的主要的圣经章节。
Paul is writing and simply said, God did not mean for you to not grow.
这个这里讲得很清楚说，神没有。希望你们在主里不长进。
It says he does not want you to remain as a child.
他这里很清楚地告诉我说，神没有叫你们再做小孩子。
But the encouragement that he gives us is that we are to grow in Christ.
这个最大的鼓励就是让我们在主里能够成长。
Now I'm sure that all of us here today love seeing babies.
我知道我们每个人都很喜欢看那个小 baby。
And we love how cute they are and the things that they do.
我们看到他实在是那么可爱。
But it would be a tragedy if those babies never grew.
但是假如那个小孩子永远是那么可爱不长的话是不是变成一个悲剧了
I believe the same analogy can be made towards us as Christians.
同样的对我们基督徒来讲也是一样的。
We come into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
当我们跟我们的主有一个个人的关系。
There's an excitement when we accept him as our savior.
那我们知道，当我们接受他做我们的救主的时候，我们非常的兴奋。
But how sad it is, so often we don't grow beyond that.
但是非常很可悲的，就是说我们就变成没有长进。
And we simply say, maybe someday we will really be happy as a Christian.
我们就会说，哦，哪一天，也许我们就是啊，会真的是为了我们基督徒而快乐。
God's desire is that we will be happy each and every day through the circumstances and all that goes on in our life.
神是叫我们在每天都要快乐，在我们不管我们的环境，在我们生命中间是什么样子。
This morning I want to mention just a few things that will help you in growing to be the person that God wants you to be.
今天我愿意在这里讲提几样事情来让我们怎么样子快乐。
When we grow, the first point that I would share with you is when we grow, we feed on God's word.
我们怎么样才能生长呢？我们要把扎根在神的话语上面。
Jesus was speaking in Matthew and he said to the people, you can't live on bread alone, but you must live on the word of God.
这个在马太福音上说人不单单是靠食物而活。
This might be
what, 要靠神的话语。
This might be what we would say is soul food.
这告诉我们这是灵粮。
The word of God strengthens us, it encourages us, and it brings us to that place of happiness.
这个神的话语是让我们成长，让我们变成强壮，而且把神的
喜乐
带到我们中间。
You might ask the question, then how do you feed on the Bible?
那你怎么样子能够从圣经吃饱
？It's very simple.
这个简单的很。
You hear.
你听见。
You read.
你这个你听到你去念圣经。
You study.
然后你去。
You memorize.
研究，然后你去
背这个圣经，
you meditate, 然后你默想这个圣经，
and you apply it to your life.
然后你把你所学到的就应用在你的生活上面。
When I sat down to prepare the message that I'm bringing to you today, I had to ask myself the question, how is the Word of God going to feed my life so I can feed your life?
当我坐在这里准备我这个讲题的时候，我就在这里想，神的话语在我的生命中间怎么样子是喂养我。
We need to be in the Word of God in order to grow.
我们一定要在神的话语上得到生长的粮，
and to find happiness.
然后找到快乐。
Well, let me move on.
让我再继续下去。
We grow when we learn in different ways.
我们在这个一面学习，一面学习，然后我们一面能够成长。
God loves diversity.
神喜欢有各种不同的情况。
We don't all learn the very same way.
我们每一个人的成长不是都是。从一个模子出来的。
So God encourages us to learn in many different ways.
神叫我们成长是从不同的环境去成长的。
Let me suggest to you this morning quickly just a few of those ways.
让我来今天再带给大家一些不同的成长的途径。
We listen to the word of God preached.
我们去听人的讲道。
We listen to Bible teachers who open the Word of God and teach us from the Bible.
我们听圣经的教师来把圣经的话语解开。
We listen to pastors and teachers on the radio.
我们听这个牧师，我们听一些那个教师在收音机上面听到。
One of the ways that we learn then is by listening. Another way that we learn is by watching and reading.
然后我们是去阅读，然后我们去研究。
I love reading many magazines and things that where I read stories of how Christians are growing and the experiences they've gone through in their life.
我很喜欢看那些杂志，告诉我们基督徒怎么样子得到在神的话语，在神的带领去成长。
Most of you were not up around 1 o'clock this morning, I'm sure.
我想很多人今天早上一点钟的时候早都睡觉，没有还醒着吧。
I wasn't sleeping.
我今天早上我没有办法。
So I turned the TV on.
所以我就打开了我的那个 TV.
And I watched two pastors preach complete sermons.
我就在那里听两个牧师讲完两个完全的道理。
And then I sensed it was almost like a spirit washed over me, and I closed my eyes and off to sleep I went.
然后我就感觉这灵在我中间把我们都洗得干干净净，就很容易就睡觉了。
We learn by watching as well.
所以我们也是去看这个除了听，我们也去看他们讲道。
Let me come back to the example of a little child.
让我给你讲到怎么样这个小孩子的这个。
As children are growing, they're watching you, and they're watching what you do, and they emulate what you do.
那个小孩子长大的时候，他就看这个大人，就是完全是看着大人怎么样，他们就学样，有样学样的慢慢长大。
So if you're watching and reading, they're going to begin to want to watch and read as well.
假如你在这里研读圣经，你在这里听这个讲道，他们也就在那里慢慢也是这样子。
What is another way in which we learn?
另外一个是什么呢？什么方法
？Talking.
然后就是讲。
Talking with one another, talking with other believers.
就跟你的同辈基督徒去交谈。
And then one other thing that I would mention to you quickly this morning, it's doing.
然后就最后一个就是你要去行出来实行。
In order for us to grow as Christians, God wants us to be serving and doing.
所以我们要成长的话，一定在基督徒一定要去去从行动出来，然后去把这个所有的实际的活出来。
As we go through those experiences, we learn.
当我们经过了这些经验以后，我们就学到。
And we look back and we find growth comes from them.
我们学到的就是我们就慢慢的成长。
So again, I remind you of the question of the sermon today. Do you really want to grow?
所以我今天这个跟大家交通的正道的主题就是说，你是真的想长大吗？
Let me suggest another way in which we will grow.
那我再建议你们另外一个方面去。
We grow when we develop spiritual habits.
然后我们去成长是在于我们这个属灵的习惯上面去成长。
The Bible talks a great deal about athletes.
这个圣经上讲了很多关于这个运动员。
It says they trained hard, they practiced in order to become better.
运动员他都是非常严厉的训练，然后在他的技能上面长进。
The Bible says that we need to train in order to grow as well.
所以圣经上告诉我们，基督徒也需要做很大很大的来操练。
I suggest, brothers and sisters, this morning, your growth is going to come and your character is going to grow.As a result of your spiritual habits,
然后你的由于你的属灵的习惯，然后你的在属灵的成长，就是说，然后你的所有灵性就会长进。
You might ask me then, what are some spiritual habits that you would suggest for us to grow?
那你告诉我说你的属灵的习惯，那属灵训练到底是些什么属灵的习惯
？I would say prayer.
第一个就是祷告，属灵的习惯。
Personal quiet time.
然后就是你在有主里面的安静的时间
，personal Bible study。
然后你在主里面的研读圣经的
solitude。
然后你自己单独跟神在一起
，and fellowship。
然后 跟其他的弟兄姐妹有啊团契。
When these characteristics are part of your life, then there's something that happens that changes the way in which we look at life and we begin to grow.
当这些我刚刚提的这些几样都五样，然后变成你的习惯，你慢慢就会更会长进。
Another question you might ask me this morning would simply be, Pastor Jay, how do you develop these type of habits?
那你告诉我，哎呀，你讲得很好，这些习惯。那我们怎么样子把那个习惯从我们这个生活中间去
？I suggest two simple little things.
那我就要建议你两个事情可以把它们实验出来。
Repetition and practice.
然后就是这两个就是要。一次重复，然后要去实行。
I think I have said to you, most of you in the past, that early on in my life, I had the privilege of playing semi-pro basketball.
在我的年轻的时候，我在这里是愿意做一个篮球运动员。
In the way in which I gained the opportunity to be able to be good at the game.Came from practice and repetition.
所以要打篮球好的话，你一定要一直一直的不停的去训练自己。
Day after day,
训练。
Week after week, doing the same thing over and over and over again.
一天过一天，然后一个星期过一星期，就永远在那里去操练自己，去练习自己，然后去永远的重复。
In the very same way, that's what it takes for us to be able to grow in our faith as well.
同样的，在我们这个信心的长进，也是要这样的，永远的一遍一遍又去做，永远的一次一次的去做。
Over and over again in God's Word.
一次再一次，再一次去读神的话。
Sharing God's Word.
然后去跟人家分享神的话。
Well, let me move on. I have only two other comments to make in this message.
然后我还有两件事情在我这个今天的跟大家的交通里面。
We grow when we help each other grow.
我们能够成长，就是我们去帮助别人一道跟我们成长。
The Bible is filled with the story of a relationship.
然后圣经上给我们看到太多太多是我们跟我们的弟兄姐妹一起去成长。
It begins with the relationship that God loves us.
然后我们跟我们弟兄姐妹中间的交往交通，实际上就变成我们的成长机会。
And that His love never fails.
这个主要是我们要在爱里去成长，这个在爱里是永远不会失望。
We grow by building a relationship with one another.
我们跟弟兄姐妹会建立在有一个美好的交通，然后我们再彼此鼓励。
You might find it interesting that 56 times in the Bible it refers to one another.
我们要彼此照顾，在圣经上有56次都提到。
So if the Bible tells us again and again we need one another, then I think it's very important for us to be able to grow in God.
所以这个圣经上告诉我们说，我们要成长的话，我们一定需要其他的弟兄姐妹给我们有彼此的鼓励。
And lastly, this morning we grow when we commit to grow.
然后下面我们要成长的话，我们就是要把我们自己完完全全的觉知去做。
Growth is not automatic.
我们的成长不是说它是自自然然就成长在灵里面成长。
Growth is intentional.
我们的成长是完全是要我们有一个意志，叫我们要去在灵里成长。
Growth is a choice.
我们的成长在灵里面是我们的选择去成长。
You must choose.
你必须自己要去选择去成长。
If you're going to grow,
假如你要去找在主的恩典里面。
So the question again, we come back to where we started. How happy are you?
所以我们回到我们的开始的问题，你到底有多快乐？
The second question was, how happy does God want you to be?
第二个问题是说， 神到底要我们有多快乐。
The third question is,
第三个问题是
Do you really want to grow?
是你真的想成长吗？
I trust that these little simple truths that we've shared with you today from God's Word will help you in your process of growth.
我今天把这个成长的这一切的真实的情况跟你们分享，你们会在成长里面会继续下去。
Amen.
Amen.